This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
A very good morning. I'm Noelle Lim. Due to the MCO, people have been shopping online, and so we speak with Leo Chow, the CEO of Lazada Malaysia, on how the company has been performing and its plans. Lazada is probably the largest e-commerce operator in Southeast Asia, and it is owned by Alibaba. Leo, thank you for being here with us. Did Lazada Malaysia deliver a profit in the first half of the year, or were people buying less?
Oh, it's absolutely uplift quite a lot. During the uncertain period, as a well-known essential service, we are proud to share that we have played a significant role in ensuring the community is provided with their daily essentials by staying home. Lazada makes sure groceries, fresh food, and reach to homes and families so it remains normalcy in people's life. And even post-MCO, even now, I think the trend is not changing back to the previous period. So I think it's a very great performance, but I think that's the big trend of the e-commerce bring the benefit to the whole nationality.
Could you give us an indication of how strong sales were, or maybe in terms of monthly visits?
The number of sales mostly increased 80% on average compared to pre-MCO. And we see throughout the MCO period, Lazada Malaysia has seen millions of orders placed on the platform. And there's also significant increase in number of businesses that convert to online business models, during MCO. The numbers of new SME sellers coming on board Lazada increased by more than 200% as of May. The number of visitors and the installation remains the same to 80% roughly, because it's a long period, it's more than a quarter, so sometimes lesser, sometimes more, but averagely 80%.
You mentioned fresh food and grocery. That saw a real nice uptick. What about the other categories? Because I also read reports that people were buying less clothes. I mean, what was the trend for that kind of expenditure where it is discretionary?
And local consumer behaviors has also shifted from impulse purchases of panic buying for necessities initially during MCO, where we saw grocery become the top one, and home and living, health and beauty, and electronic accessory becomes the top three categories.
And these are usually, anyway, the topmost categories, right, in terms of consumption, but you just saw more consumption of that now.
Exactly, more consumption and the highest growth trend.
How big is the Malaysian business compared to other countries in Southeast Asia?
Due to the population, I think our country is not as big as the more population countries. But Malaysia's economy is quite developed more than the others. So our ASP is average selling price, is much higher than the other countries. So overall, we are not the biggest. We are in the middle of Southeast Asia.
So the biggest in terms of value and volume, that would be, say, Indonesia?
Yes, and Thailand. Two of them, they have the biggest population, and also the growing trend is quite obvious.
I do think that in order for Lazada to, as a group, to really leverage what Southeast Asia has to offer, you almost have to promote that cross-border trade. Like, you know, Malaysian SMEs can sell to Indonesia. Likewise, Malaysian consumers can buy from Indonesian. How does Lazada plan to put it all together to really capitalize on Southeast Asia as a whole?
We do have many initiatives across the borders. For example, some top cross-border sellers, which is very big in Thailand, Indonesia, and we onboard them localized in Malaysia. We do have some Indonesian beauty brands, Wadah, selling very well on the Hala beauty assortment in Indonesia. And I think that's the first half of this year we onboard them to Malaysia, and we made a super new launch campaign for them, made very good performance. we do have the initiative with China, which is the most important, I mean, supply to Malaysia and even the other countries. So we do have EWTP initiative. Original purpose is to make sure China, some Europe country, African country, and Malaysia, who's the first pilot for EWTP, the whole project, can, I mean, shift their assignment without any bottlenecks. We have the successful export examples to sell Malaysia assignment to China. The brand name is Sifi, and we made the significant volume to start the export for this new Malaysian brand. So this kind of couple of initiatives makes not only Southeast Asia countries, but also plus China or maybe the other countries worldwide and the Alibaba ecosystem as a whole.
This EWTP, the Electronic World Trade Platform, what more can Malaysian SMEs do, in your view, from your experience, you know, to push more SMEs from Malaysia out to, say, China or even Indonesia and Thailand?
We have quite a lot, I mean, exciting local business, SME business. And also, I think, for example, or food, fresh food, durian, the seafood and also the local food. They're quite welcomed in China. But I think we need to, I mean, improve more on the international logistics so that the consumer of China, they will more convince the bottleneck, the difficulty is on the international shipping. Like it takes longer time and also maybe the supply is not as much as Chinese demand, right? So I think under the Alibaba ecosystem, especially on EWTP, I think we are trying our best to improve the efficiency to export Malaysia local, I mean, signature food to import to China more often and more convenient. We are starting our initiatives to organize some very original seafood producer, seafood farmer, to sell on Lazada first, and to at the same time to strengthen their supply chain to their operation until one day their assignment will be organized to sell to China continuously.
What causes the bottleneck? Is it at the port?
I think many, many steps. So at the first step, I mean, the standard of importing assortment, especially food from China, I think the local SME or farmers, they are not familiar with the standard or the policies. So maybe they will add more steps to do the health checking and also the document, the certification. And after that, I think that's the delivery, the whole process, like how to ship locally, how to ship to airport, how to ship to China. So each step, they have their bottlenecks on the logistic companies and efficiencies and the securities. And after that, sell in China is a totally different thing. Like the Chinese consumers' demand, and also, I mean, how to explain where assortment has higher quality, and even explain in a different language, right? So that some culture thing and online operation, all of them, they are bottlenecks. But no worry, because we already have all the issue identification. So that's why I said the local farmers selling on Lazada, we make it as a practice, and also it will make the farmers more and more experienced until a day they are skilled enough to enlarge their business to the other countries.
Your other competitor is Shopee. So who is really number one in Southeast Asia? Is it you, Lazada, or Shopee?
Lazada is still the top e-commerce platform in Southeast Asia with more than 70 million active buyers annually. We are on track and focused on delivering our long-term goal and vision, which is to serve 300 million consumers and create 20 million jobs by 2030.
Today on The Breakfast Grill, I'm speaking with Leo Chow, CEO of Lazada Malaysia. We'll discuss how Lazada intends to build market share. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Leo Chow, CEO of Lazada Malaysia, the largest e-commerce platform operator in Southeast Asia, speaks to us today. It seems to me the merchant acquisition strategy is key for operators like yourself. And I would imagine both Lazada and Shopee will have an aggressive strategy, like dropping rates to attract merchants. But this might be a lose-lose situation. So what would be the best way to work with merchants?
I will talk about our SME stimulus package since April this year to June. We are committed to or continually invest into Malaysia's small business community. And the initiative is a ringgit 10 million stimulus package to assist over 50,000 local SMEs. And we operate at zero capital cost with 0% commission and listing fees. Lazada University training and the sponsored free shipping vouchers. So that's our strategy with a very dedicated SME stimulus package.
You say 10 million ringgit. This is what Lazada is setting aside for 50,000 businesses?
Absolutely. That's pure from Lazada. And we do have another package co-funding with the government, which is the MSMEs partnering with the government. So that's from 1st of July 2020 to 30th September 2020. The micro and SME e-commerce campaign on Lazada features a series of customized incentives, which including 0% interest, free financing, support for successful MSME loan. So that's a different package.
That is what Lazada is giving. You're giving out loans to SMEs. Do you have a money lending license?
Lazada have to work with the bank's SME package to provide the zero interest, their interest loan to the onboarded sellers, micro SMEs. That's an initiative to support the sellers to start their business. But the banks, they still have to evaluate the value and the situation of the sellers. But we will organize all the eligible sellers to reduce their barrier. So that's a core of this package.
This package does sound very generous from Lazada because you're paying the interest costs for these new merchants. What has been the take-up rate like?
It's just a start from the 1st of July, so lesser than a month. Even the SMEs and the sellers, they are so excited about this package. But so far, I don't think we have enough data.
Lazada has put in place quite a generous package, providing all this support to SMEs. Is it able to make money?
Lazada to make money?
Lazada Malaysia.
I think for any entrepreneurs, the margin and the sustainable business model is critical, necessary for any businesses. But now, so far, I think we are in very, very starting stage. So our first priority is to provide or support to our sellers and the brands to make sure they are digitizing their business can be on the place. So it's not our first priority to make money.
When do you think Lazada will turn around?
Yeah, so to answer the question, we are here for very longer term ecosystem building, and Lazada is is in the same group of Alibaba, so we have a very strong investment in the background. Priority is to make sure our sellers and the brands, they are under very smooth situation, and our buyers or consumers will be more and more satisfied with our service. So I believe with the condition, like every element in our ecosystem, if they improve themselves, at that time will be the perfect opportunity for us to have more margin to make the business more stable. But so far, we are very keen in the optimization of our sellers and the buyer as our first priority.
I suppose one step to really expand the ecosystem is to maybe increase the product categories or to deepen each product category. You know, some categories like games or maybe, you know, some products that will cater more to the Muslim market in Malaysia. Are these some of the plans that you have in mind?
Oh, they are. They are very critical plan. They are very critical strategy of our localization. For sure, the local Muslim assortment is one of the niche markets we are incubating, and we have a lot of effort in the last month. And also the new trend like the gaming and also, for example, digital, the travels, the vouchers, the phone bill. So all these digital categories also are the new trend of our business. So all of them, they are quite, small pillar so far compared with the traditional huge industry, but they are fast growing very much.
So you were with Taobao platform. It's so active and very aggressive, especially in the use of influencers. So I'm wondering what lessons or what practices you're going to bring from Taobao to Lazada Malaysia or to Lazada Group.
We don't very often to mention what we did successfully in China many years ago. I think the local examples successful showcases is the things we need to echo and we need to learn. I'm trying my best to forget whatever we did in the last years in Taobao because quite different situations here. But anyways, I think the methodology, the logic of e-commerce, some of them, they are the same stories, the same learnings. So maybe in Southeast Asia, I think in the ecosystem, like we are trying to build our strategy on the cashless payment, which happened in China many years ago when Alipay, Zhifubao first launched. And now I think the Lazada wallet has grown in popularity since it's launched in 2018 and has seen a significant increase in usage, becoming the go-to choice at the most preferred payment method on the platform within the year. And today, over 1 in 3 Lazada Malaysian consumers opt for Lazada wallet for their transactions.
WeChat, I'm told, is quite popular in Malaysia. I'm wondering if there's something you learned from the WeChat experience, the understanding of how our consumers in Malaysia work.
By the philosophy, I think WeChat, as one of the entertainment, social is a part of the entertainment in China, and the philosophy of the integration between e-commerce and entertainment, we adopt this element here. We call them shoppertainment. It's a combination shopping with entertainment. And our shoppertainment strategy has accelerated with live streaming future, Last Life, and Last Game, the gaming channel, with a vast audio and the technology to integrate online and offline retail. Lazada's live streaming platform, Last Life, is quickly becoming the model of a future retail and the go-to option for consumers who use it to research and buy products in this new digital era. So that's kind of learning from the success of China and adapt here with a different variety, but the same philosophy.
What are some key differences between Chinese and Malaysian consumers that you think some of these ideas from China may not be so relevant for Malaysia?
Chinese market so far is developed. They have very strong logistic content provider, no mention the manufacturer, the supplier, and also the sellers, all the skills they are developed. And in Southeast Asia, it's quite beginning stage. Like our sellers, they are very, keen in serving consumer, but they are lacking of the knowledge of how to make their shops fancy, how to make the perfect decoration, and how to, tell the story. So many, many things they are willing to learn, but not there yet. So that's why we built Lazada University, and also we trained thousands of local e-commerce trainers free to get them skilled, and then they can train, they can guide the local data centers.
On a personal note, you were based in Hangzhou for more than 10 years with the Alibaba Group before coming to Malaysia. And Hangzhou is really where the Alibaba's, it is where Alibaba's headquarters is, basically where the action is, where top leadership sits. China is many times bigger than Malaysia. I think even a second tier city in China could be bigger than Malaysia alone. What would be a logical next career move for you? More international placements, for example, or maybe going back to China?
A good question. So we are here because Alibaba Group think or experience or knowledge could be temporary support the local growth of the e-commerce. So our biggest responsibility working here is to incubate local talent. As I'm the principal of I'm working here, my whole team, whole Lazada Malaysian or employee of the whole company, 98% they are Malaysian. And out of the foreigners like Chinese, European, American working here, Hungary, Thailand growing up very fast. I think the day they grown up, they are ready for the bigger responsibility will be the day I can consider my next stop. The arrangement is follow the guidance of the whole group. I think under the worldwide of the whole Malaysia ecosystem, we don't have to worry about the next stop because quite a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us and stay safe. Liu Chow, CEO of Lazada Malaysia. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.